Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, failed to mention news, ping pong rally, and Josh's grandma's funeral. It's all coming up right after this.
I can't believe it's another snowstorm. This winter's never going to end.
I know. I wish we could afford to go somewhere warm.
Or perhaps someplace hot?
Hey, where'd you come from? You just materialized as if spawned by a vortex of evil. I smell burning sulfur. Now, what's this about someplace hot?
That's right, not just warm, not just hot, but scorching. The kind of heat that peels the skin right off your bones. Why lay on the beach when you can recline on the shores of an unending lake of fire?
That sounds great.
Honey, don't listen to him. I think he's talking about hell.
Hades, the River Styx, Satan's Crib, whatever you call it, it's the same vacation hotspot that everyone's talking about.
Really?
And now, thanks to Frigum All Timeshares, you don't have to wait to find out if hell is part of your eternal reward. Just come for a long winter weekend. There's always something to do, whether you like swimming in a river of superheated vomit, being fed your own severed toes by a cackling demon, or bungee jumping using your own large intestines as a bungee cord. We've got it all.
Wait a minute. Did you say timeshare? Does that mean we have to sit through some stupid presentation?
Yeah, but it's only for 2 hours, and you'll have hideous squawking birds pecking at your eyeballs the whole time.
Oh.
Really, with our winter climate and many celebrity residents, the place practically sells itself. Then afterwards, you can enjoy an all-you-can-eat trough of regurgitated bile and gristle.
That doesn't sound so bad.
Honey, did you not hear him just say regurgitated bile?
All I heard was all you can eat. So you're saying it never freezes there?
Not unless the Cubs win the World Series.
Oh, sweet. What do you think, hon?
Oh, my God. I can't believe you're considering this.
If you're not happy with your hellish getaway, feel free to sue us. We've got like a gajillion lawyers and they're bored.
I'm sold. How do we sign up?
Just call the number carved into your forehead.
Do you have operators standing by?
Actually, it's a really complicated and confusing automated phone system because, you know, hell. But hey, if you act now, you'll qualify to be hurled into a molten pit of decapitated heads at no extra charge.
Hear that, hon? You know how much you love hot tubs.
Well, at least we'll be out of the f***ing snow.
Yep.
Frigum All Timeshares. Yeah. They aren't all located in hell. It just seems like it.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Hi, Chick McGee.
He's not wearing socks this morning. Grosses me out.
Busy morning.
There's Josh Arnold at the IHateStevenSinger.com sidekick chair.
No clean socks?
Hi. No time for socks. I have to hear.
Filled up your last one?
Really? You remember that great Broadway show, No Time for Socks?
Oh, yeah. Andy Griffith, right?
Andy Griffith.
Yeah,
yeah.
And Don Knotts.
Don Knotts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where they met, actually. Oh, there's Ace Cosby at the track phone hotline, hot phone. Willie Griswold's here.
Remember that Weezer song, Tired of Socks?
I don't.
I remember the sweater song.
They got a whole wardrobe.
Yeah, they sure do. Yeah.
Wardrobe.
Their album Clothes.
I'm Chick McGee at the sports desk, and we have a couple of answers for why there are 22 horses listed for the Derby, and here's Tom.
Who was that?
What
was that?
It was not.
Was that not any of us that just demonically breathed into the mic?
No, it was me.
What's the
I thought
answer?
For sure we had a...
According to Gary and George, the two extras are called AEs, also eligible, and they only can get in the race if one or two of the other horses scratch.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
it makes perfect sense.
We should know by 9 a.m. if they get in. Check local listings.
Okay. The Oaks are three-year-old fillies or female horses. The Derby, mainly colts, but
geldings or fillies are eligible.
Sure. One of the
rare races and.
Yeah, I'm a gelding.
Okay, well, coming up, we're going to be hanging out with comedians Kostaki Economopoulos, Dave Dugan, and Allie Brain.
What the hell am I looking at?
Oh, my gosh. It's a special early edition of News We Failed to Mention with Jeff Oskey.
That's right, everybody. Buckle up.
Yeah.
Woo. I'm Jeff Oskey. We give you a lot of the news. We don't give you all the news, so I'm here to give you the news that we... failed to mention.
I like your Jerry Curl, by the way.
Failed to mention notes.
It's Miss Jessie's soft curl, Tom. Okay. Miss Jessie's.
Looks very nice.
Yeah, oh. You have to go to the 38th Street in whatever town you live in to purchase it.
All right.
Well, hey, I look great. What are you talking about?
It does look very good.
Nice head of hair. Yeah,
well, all right, let's get to it. A couple got married on a plane this week. What you failed to mention, worst reception food ever.
Hey!
Hey! Right. Thanks, Chicky.
There's a joke.
Johnny Depp and Amber Who Cares are all up in the news with Depp's $50 million defamation lawsuit, where we learned Amber supposedly took a deuce in the gentleman's bed.
Uh-huh.
What you failed to mention, defamation suit, more like a defecation suit, am I right?
You're right.
How about you?
Yeah, chick loves it. 100-year-old man has been in the same job for 84 years. What you failed to mention, the man has accrued over 200,000 hours of sick leave. 200,000 hours.
That's a lot.
That's a lot, yeah.
New York is considering allowing marijuana-infused food to be sold in their restaurants. What you failed to mention, proceed with caution, everyone. I've had a twice baked potato before. Didn't feel a damn thing. Twice baked.
What a ripoff.
Would have thought it would have been that
baked.
Good one.
You see, baked is
baked.
Slang.
Yeah. It's what the kids say. A paraglider wrecked at Poo Poo Point in Washington this past week.
Yeah.
What you failed to mention, who's doing the naming in Washington? Poo Poo Point? Yeah, it's right up the road from Deuce Your Dungarees Drive and down the street from Crap Your Capris Curve.
Have you tried getting around Crap Your Capris Curve?
It's horrible.
Right there on the cliff?
It's very slick.
Yeah, you'll wish you'd worn socks.
The Bronx Zoo announced the birth of a rare tree kangaroo, which can grow up to 20 to 30 pounds. What you failed to mention, and you thought being pooed on by a bird sucked. An aggressive horse has been moved to an animal sanctuary in Texas. What you failed to mention, they've housed him in a pen with a mouthy mule, a horny hyena, and a dick donkey. So he should be right at home.
Okay. They're the bad boys.
That's right. A man has been arrested after exposing himself to strangers by FaceTiming random numbers. What you failed to mention, sorry, dong number.
Come on.
Better than dung number.
A literal sperm donor who has been responsible for fathering over 40 children is complaining that he can't get a date.
Oh.
What you failed to mention, it's because you can't be trusted around an empty cup, dude. last week, I tried a Jim and the Holograms joke, which did not go over.
Yeah.
So I've rewritten it. I think it's going to work better this week.
Okay.
Let's try it again. So a man just married a hologram. What you failed to mention, if she's a hologram, how's she going to be able to do the dishes? Is that better?
That's better. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. And finally, doctors are saying not to follow the new TikTok trend of taping your mouth shut at night. What you failed to mention, or do, Darwin your way out of the world. I don't give a crap. One less person in front of me playing the lotto at the gas station like you're calling numbers out at the casino Keno board. Go put on some tape over your pajama pants mouth so I can put 125 on pump two and get me a half tank of gas. I'm Jeff Oskey, and this has been What You Failed to Mention News.
Jeff Oskey.
You're angry, man.
Oh, thank you, Jeff.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
I got a nice letter here yesterday in the show. We were talking about the fact that at NASA, there is a guy got a big promotion, and his name is Mr. Pfister.
Mr. Pfister!
Oh!
Mr. Pfister!
We're still there.
Yeah, we are.
Still there.
Well, it turns out that there's another famous Mr. Pfister.
Wow.
It's Phil Pfister. He was, and he's apparently a great guy. He lives in Charleston, West Virginia.
You'd have to be.
He was, he's a badass. He's really tall and really huge.
He's really tall.
Yeah, he was, he won the World's Strongest Man competition, I believe in China in 2006. But
they called him the Mighty Pfister.
I believe he weighs approximately 360 pounds.
Woo. Oh,
and
it's kinda hurt.
He's a very tall man, 6'6".
Big fist.
Yes, a big man. And this guy writes, Good Morning, Radio Gods.
Hello. Oh, how nice.
Don't you like that?
I do.
I could get you a small G.
Well, sure.
Whatever, Phil.
We never created
for,
this.
For some of you. He goes, I've worked on Mr. Pfister's truck. He is a great guy. He's a beast of a man, one of the finest people you will ever meet.
He's also a teddy bear.
He's also a firefighter, so sounds like a great guy.
Yeah.
So good to know Mr. Pfister, and now if you'd like, we can send you a copy of this so you could like have it on your phone when you meet people. Oh. Hi, I'm Mr. Pfister.
Mr. Pfister!
He hasn't been terrorized since he was a child.
Oh, dude.
That's why he's such a badass.
Yeah.
It's like a boy named Sue.
Also, the first name, Phil.
Yeah,
a little unfortunate next to the Pfister thing.
Yeah, right? Phil Pfister.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for introducing us to the other Mr. Pfister.
Yeah, always good to hear from a Pfister.
Yeah.
My old Pfister family.
Yeah.
Fine looking family.
Pfister nearly killed her. You see that?
Okay. Oh,
yeah. Easily done with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we have not completed our sportscast.
No, we have not. Are you ready?
Stupid world record.
Table tennis player in the UK has broken the world record for the most consecutive opponents in a table tennis rally.
So?
According to reports, the Mr. Wenwei Zhu, founder and coach at Brighton Table Tennis Club, faced 117 players, each returning one shot. That's evidently the rules, to beat the previous record of 102 players.
If I'm understanding this correctly...
Don't ask me.
A rally means the ball is continuous motion, right?
Oh, so a person keeps... At the other
yes,
end, keeps,
that's,
keeps switching.
That's all I can figure, because when you're rallying in tennis...
Yeah, exactly.
It means that you just keep the ball going.
Right.
He's not got a backboard, because you know how table...
Right,
table.
No, not those, so case.
He's presumably, there are these people are all lined up, and they do a shot, then the next...
That's fun.
We did this as like a warm-up game in tennis at camp. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it looks really cool. And and he does have a it says here the record, 117 players.
Wow.
Man. Oh.
So
so really the record is just the amount of people who show up.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, it's the amount.
No, because you got to run in there and get...
You got to get... It has to be continuous.
But can,
right.
So, can any of the other players repeat, though?
That's a great question, actually.
I don't think... That is a very good question, and I don't know if they count...
So the ball has to keep moving the whole time. It can't... Like,
yes, in other words...
So nobody can mess up.
You know, right. He serves, and then they hit it back, and then he hits it back, and then another
right.
person's then the other
yeah,
side.
But I mean, that's so...
So for that many people not to mess up...
Yeah,
it's
and,
a big,
they,
yeah.
It
is
th- a and they deal. Had a few where apparently, as I read this, if I'm understanding it, they did mess it up.
Oh.
But the main reason I wanted to bring this record
to
your
attention.
How'd
they set the record then if they messed it up?
That's, no.
They started over.
They had to start over?
Yeah, so. I mean, first of all, you've got to get 117 people into a facility with a I know that the ping pong table at my house when I was growing up was a very, I had a very small basement. You'd really have to have them very carefully lined up.
I'm sure they weren't in a basement.
Oh, you think?
I don't think
a large room with a gymnasium, perhaps.
Well, once again, if you guys had listened.
Do they measure this in pings or pongs? I don't know. The reason I brought this to your attention is
if you listen to anything in the story, he's the founder and coach of the Brighton Table Tennis Club.
Yeah.
Do you think that's where they had the record?
Probably.
They have their own building?
They're not table tennis clubs, Chick. They're paddles. Paddles.
A paddle of tennis.
I don't mean to embarrass you.
Really?
Now, the reason I brought this up, I'm not sure if Willie, is aware of this.
What you got?
But for those of you new to the show, many of us have lost parents or grandparents, and sadly, Josh, you're...
This is what you're shoehorning?
Yes.
I knew it was coming. I could tell.
Speaking of table tennis.
Do you want to explain? I know that your grandparents lived in a lovely facility.
They did.
It was assisted living.
Yeah, they loved it. And they loved it so much that they insisted that their funerals be held there in the chapel. And quite literally, this is not made up, the chapel is right next to the rec room. And
so the recreation room right there at the facility.
And
we have audio of the actual funeral. Is this your grandmother's funeral?
Yes, yeah.
Your grandmother's funeral. I know this is supposed to be a show with a lot of frivolity and fun, but if we could just take a moment to honor your grandmother. About to start the service. Could you hold it down in there? Pretty good rally they got going.
Sure.
I'll never forget the phone call I got from my dad after that bit first aired. And I'm not kidding. He goes, how dare you play a bit that makes fun of my dead mother and make me laugh so hard?
And my mom's funeral was at her facility.
Those places really are great.
Oh, like, the people who work there are the best. If you work at one of those things helping the old folks, good for you, man.
Yeah, they loved it.
My mother loved living.
Why don't we have audio from your mother's funeral?
Oh, it wasn't next to a rec room.
Yeah.
It was right next to a rec room.
But I can make up something that it was next to, and I can put Dean to work for the next 3 hours. We'll get
your grandmother.
Yeah. Do you guys know that story?
I do.
No,
yeah, about how you...
He didn't tell me until like 3 months later.
3 months?
It was in June, I think, right? And then I was going back to camp and I was like, hey, I think before I go to Colorado, I'm going to drive to Cleveland and visit Nana. And he goes, oh, you can't do that. And I go, why not? Well, she died in June. And I go, why didn't you tell me? And he goes, well, you're at camp.
You can't do that.
You can't do that. Maybe go check out the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. How about that? Go to Cleveland. Have some fun. Nana.
You know, at moments like this... I thought it was just me.
No.
It's the way you treat me this way, but you treat everyone that way.
His heart was in the right place. He didn't want to ruin camp for
it.
Was it you thinking to yourself not wanting to break this unfortunate and awkward news to your son?
But it is hard to get closure that way.
Grandmother's alive.
It was a complicated time.
Sure.
I got to see her April of that year. It was okay.
One of his brothers was in jail. It was kind of a weird
thing. Oh, my
God. Yeah, and we're sorry to say that, Sam. We know you got real drunk that night downtown, Sam.
There was a lot going on at the time.
Lousy screws.
Okay. Coming up, we're going to speak with comedian Dave Dugan. But up next, I believe it's going to be Kostaki Economopoulos.
No, he'll be here in a little bit.
Okay, good. Oh, that's right. Okay, they got the times and everything.
Right up there in the board.
The print can't get
a lot of
bigger.
Us do what we can to help you out.
We're all here for you.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.